Hey, before we get started, I just wanted to say thanks to our longtime sponsors, Aureus Medical Staffing, helping you, physical therapists or physical therapist assistants, find jobs all over this country with positions in all settings in all 50 states. Find out what they have for you at AUREUSmedical.com. That is AUREUSmedical.com.
Make sure to follow us online
at PT Pinecast and
subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Podcasts.
I absolutely love
it. I love you, love you, love you.
It's awesome.
Here we go. Welcome to Happy Hour. This is PT Pinecast, a podcast that saves physical therapists from missing out on amazing insight, remarkable ideas, and motivational stories. They say the best conversations happen at Happy Hour. Well, welcome to ours. I'm Jimmy McKay. I'll be your host, broadcasting live from the Aureus Medical Studios, also known as my bedroom. It's my bed back there. Find them online at AUREUSmedical.com. They are the leaders in hashtag travel PT. If you're looking to let your license move you about the country, check out Aureus. Again, AUREUSmedical.com. Great show for you today at Happy Hour. We're talking private practice startups. We're going to talk to four individuals who are starting in the process or have started private practice startups, you know, conveniently located around a pandemic and the things that they've faced. We're going to learn from them. Make sure to subscribe to the show, the podcast, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you find podcasts, and now video casting on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter at PT Pinecast on the socials. And don't forget, bring those questions, bring those comments, drop them in at any time. Let's hear from you. Also, let us know where you're listening from. We always like to know where the show gets to. Or if you want to drop me a text message, people, I dare you. I dare you. There's no way he's possibly giving away his real cell phone number on his podcast. It's on the screen right now, 845-313-1911. Let us know what you want to know via text during the show, or if you're watching the replay, let us know if you're watching the replay. Let's bring in our guests right now. Bring them up onto the screen as we get the serious music on. We're going to have fun. Let's bring them on. Doc J's in the house. Rachel Gelman and Lex and Kyle. Guys, welcome to the program.
Woohoo!
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Super excited.
Want to thank our sponsors, Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it properly in practice. See, I did that without even reading, guys. OwensRecoveryScience.com. They also have a new podcast you can check out. Johnny Owens and the team going deep into blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. Owens Recovery Science podcast on iTunes. Ladies, gentlemen, welcome to the show. Thank you guys for taking some time out. It's what I assume is a terribly busy, busy time in your life. We're going to go around the horn, not to steal something from ESPN. We'll start with Doc J. Introduce yourself as well as a little bit about your practice that you started.
Yes, my name's Ashley Johnson, and I just opened my own brick and mortar in Atlanta. I'm income based. I want patients to be able to afford therapy, so I have a sliding scale for all budgets.
I like that. That's different. Let's go down, bottom right-hand corner, Rachel Gelman.
Woo-hoo. I'm Rachel Gelman. I am a pelvic floor specialist here in San Francisco, and I am the owner of Pelvic Wellness and Physical Therapy, which is a brick-and-mortar pelvic floor rehab clinic.
Perfect. And the dynamic duo here below me.
So I'm Lex.
And I'm Kyle.
And we just started a brick and mortar business, cash-based business inside of a CrossFit box.
I feel like that's so like 2020 to say, like we all have to identify it's brick and mortar, right?
Yeah.
Like,
no, I mean, it's right. It's going to be like the curveball for, yeah. No, we see people. Remember places we used to go to them and we used to see other people?
When
we
were there? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where are you guys located? Because I know you guys were traveling around the country. So where are you guys now? In the Northeast again, right?
So we settled in New Hampshire,
Southern
New Hampshire. We're like an hour north of Boston.
Perfect. Yeah. All right. We got that. The who's out of the way. Now, the hardest questions are always first.
Uh-oh.
What are we drinking? That's my question. I'm doing an old fashioned because it's been a week and it's only Thursday. Doc J, what do you got in the glass?
Stella Rosa. Only alcohol I can handle.
I like it. Glass.
A nice sour.
A nice sour. Good. And Lexi, what we got there? They say don't judge a book by its cover, but I kind of want to judge those beers by the can because they look cool.
Yeah. They do have awesome cans.
All about the can art, right?
I'm doing in the style of an old fashioned. All right, hardest questions are already out of the way, so everybody can just breathe a sigh of relief. You guys all started physical therapy practices pretty recently. I want to go around the horn. I'm going to throw out a question, and then we're just going to go around the horn. I want to hear from each of you. Biggest challenge you did not see coming. I'm sure before you went into this, people have come before you. You sought out advice. Biggest challenge that you did not see coming, but it hits you. Doc J, what was it?
That even though a suite looks good, it still may suck. And you may have to do a lot of construction, like take down all the walls.
I'll second that one.
So they teach you in physical therapy school how to interact with people, anatomy, physiology, neuro, brain, everything. And then contracts. So you're saying the suite, the location that you were going to put your practice, you're still going to have to do some work.
Well, I had to. So we just finished up a week ago. But when I went to find a space, of course, we're trying to find something that's financially feasible. We don't want to have a high overhead, right?
Right.
But we also don't want it to be too cheap because then, you know, you're going to get those things. So I found one in Middle Range and it was in a nice plaza, but inside the tenants that were there previously just did not take care of it. Like they didn't tell the owner, they just did what they had to do and just ravished it. So it's like when we first went in there, we're like, this is a perfect space, perfect ceiling height, perfect location. No one thought about infrastructure because they don't teach us to think about the infrastructure. Like,
that's brilliant. That's great advice. And your social media handle at DocJPT. I saw him the last couple of weeks rolling up the sleeves.
I got to.
Paint. You were doing it all yourself, but you have to. And you mentioned, you know, you want to get a decent enough space, but you don't want it to break the bank. You don't want to go too low because you get what you pay for. So you're looking for that sweet spot. And I like, we're already taking tactical advice away from what you're saying is you got to know what questions to ask. I want to look under the carpet. Was there water damage?
Exactly. It's just like when you get a new car, it could be shiny and everything, but you have to have a mechanic go there to check because only the mechanic will know. You don't know. You can't really trust your sales rep. And that's something that we didn't have done. We didn't have a contractor say, is this a good viable suite or am I going to have to spend thousands of dollars making it up to code and usable. Stuff like that.
Yeah. You bring up a good parallel, which is I was recently in the market for a car. And if you're buying a used car, by all means, you know, bring it to a mechanic. Why? That mechanic represents you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in real estate and you're being sold. I was recently looking for an apartment and I had to be reminded this real estate agent is representing the place that I'm looking to rent.
Yes.
Me. So you got to make sure that, you know, you ask these questions. So that's valuable information. Did everything turn out okay in that particular aspect?
I mean, gratefully, my boyfriend's uncle happens to be a contractor. Thank sweet baby Jesus. So he was able to come in and kind of save the day to decrease some costs that we are going to have to, because we literally had to do a full demolition, floor, all the walls, re-put drywall back up, new HVAC system, plumbing was messed up. It was a nightmare. Cool. Wow. Luckily I had some friends that are lawyers that I was talking to and they're like, hey, your rental property does have to have, you know, they're in charge of some of this, but otherwise you just made a really crappy business decision. And so they helped me get some rental credit. So I don't have to pay rent until January, which is an upside. Right. So I was able to breathe a little bit. But
why is that? Is because you're putting something into that isn't yours?
Well, my friend who is in law, who I was consulting with and kind of crying over the phone about what was going on. And she was like, well, what's going on? And I was like, the plumbing from the suite next door was messed up, caused water to sit here. So we have to take the walls down. And she was like, well, hold up. That's a suite next door. That's not you. And you know what I'm saying? So she was able to talk to the rental property to pretty much say, hey, you're giving her a crappy deal right now. I could take this further, but this is what you're going to do. So we don't. And I was able to have a bulldog in my corner, which I'm grateful for that. But I want to tell all other PTs, because you may not have that person in your corner and you may be stuck with not enough money to even finish your build. And that's where I was looking at if she didn't step in.
Wow, that's a good point. You might have, you know, rushing through to sign something, you might not be able to open. but right. all the money is now gone.
Right. And they try to get you to sign up quick. They were just like, you know, two months rent free. These go fast. And I'm like, oh my God, first level, it's by Walmart. It's a high traffic area. I got to do it. And it was like not the smartest thing to do.
All right, but you're still standing right now. That's all we want to know.
I'm still standing, the sweetest, beautiful, up to code, and I'm seeing patients. So we made it through the rough patch.
We haven't used the name of a muscle, a nerve, a bone. But I feel like these are lessons that are great to share, because if you miss one of these steps, you could be really, you'll never see a muscle, a bone, or a nerve.
Correct. Yeah. And I felt that I was close to that, and that was really what was getting me nervous.
Yeah.
But, you know, just with prayer and...
And friends.
Friends. You got to have friends. You have to network.
As high places, any places. You got to have friends.
Right. And that's one thing that I tell all my PT friends. They're just like, how do you just do this? How do you just do that? And I'm like, whenever I see a patient, I'm an open book. Whenever I see anyone in the grocery store, I'm an open book. You have to be open and conversate and love everyone. And that's how you get all these connections. Yeah. Correct.
Business, right?
Right.
All right, Rachel, you know, what's something you didn't expect? Biggest challenge you didn't see coming?
Well, I knew in California, they make everything more difficult. So in order to open a PT practice in California, you have to file as a corporation. And there's just a ton of things you have to do. So I was prepared for that. I wasn't prepared for how long all of it was going to take. I made sure I spent money. I hired a lawyer because I was like, it's so much paperwork. I'm going to have someone else do it. In my head, I thought that meant it would go fast.
Yeah, right.
And so I had planned to see patients at a certain date, and I had patients scheduled. But because of the pandemic, too, everything was a lot slower. And so I was ready to go. I'd signed my lease, and I was technically not like allowed to see patients because nothing had been filed yet.
But you were
what's that?
You were still paying them a lease.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
So I had paid my And so that is just something to be aware of, that even if you think like I'm hiring someone to do it for me and it made it seem like this is going to be so efficient. I mean, such a responsible adult having this lawyer take on this for me. Because some of my friends who just started a practice is LegalZoom, and they're like, oh, it was so fast and easy. And I'm like, well, this is going to be even faster.
Because it was in a different state or?
No, they did it themselves. I had people who did it themselves.
Wow.
But in my head, I was like, well, knowing me, I'll make a mistake because I just had a feeling like, just knowing me, I wouldn't pay attention. I'd click the wrong button and I'd be screwed. So I hired someone, but I didn't anticipate that the state would just take so long. So I had to delay opening. I had to reschedule everyone. So just being prepared that if you think it's going to take a week, I'd add 2-3 weeks to your timeline just to be safe.
Yeah. That's important, though, because you have to remember, like, some of those things are out of your control, no matter how much adulting you're doing, being an adult and hiring a lawyer, some of those things just aren't going to happen. I got a buddy who's looking to open a practice right now. This was just pre-pandemic, and actually, the delay in the state saved him. I'll talk about that in a later episode, but had the paperwork gone through faster, it would have actually put him in the situation where he was in a lease.
Oh,
the delay. So that, how many times are we like, oh, you know what? I'm glad the DMV went real slow. It kept me
on the
that never happened in this situation. Lex and Kyle, you can have one or two, since there's two of you. Biggest challenge you didn't see coming.
You go first.
So I just want to echo, we built our own space out within the CrossFit bar we're in. Luckily my dad's a contractor and built like new homes and stuff, so that wasn't too daunting of a task, except for I learned I didn't know how to do drywall. Like, everything else was fine, but I couldn't
I didn't either.
Terrible. And then
never
did,
again.
I will say we did overspend a little bit on drills and like some of the stuff we had to hire. I don't do electrical, so but then we were so hyper focused, I guess a bigger issue, we were so hyper focused on getting the physical space done so we could just open and be there, that we didn't spend a lot of time marketing. So like Rachel was talking about already having patients lined up, We did not. Yeah. We didn't have marketing lined up. So, you know, luckily, kind of the Lord's blessed us, and we've had a decent turnout so far for virtually no marketing.
Yeah.
But that's something we got wrapped up in the build and the whole kind of establishing the physical brick and mortar space that, you know, we didn't market. And then we're like, yeah. Oh, we got to let people know we're here.
Yeah.
I would say, I don't know. It's kind of along the same lines. It's just, we had this dream and we knew we wanted to do this thing. And we spent so much time planning out this thing on paper. And we had an idea that we didn't need a physical space. We were like, well, we'll just go to a gym and we'll mm-hmm. be in the space when the classes aren't going on.
Pop
and,
a massage table.
Yeah.
Or
like,
yeah.
And it'll we'll yeah. just be like a mobile practice. Mm-hmm. And we discovered, you know, I talked to Kyle Paxton from IKN and he was like, no, like, you really need a physical space because people, it establishes you as a clinician. Yeah. And so that's when it was like, I don't know, mid April. And we were like, well, guess we're going to build a space now. So that was like halfway through. And then the gym started opening up here. So we ended up doing everything just really delayed. And because we were so hyper-focused on this dream, we were like, I would say back up and think about the logistics first. That's okay. What we should have done.
Yeah. But. Yeah. Play your own, play your own worst enemy and your own devil's advocate is okay. What areas aren't we looking at?
Yeah.
All right. So that's good expectations. Biggest challenges you didn't see coming, varied, but all important and really just shows attention to detail and things you might not be thinking about, but how are you supposed to think about things you're not thinking about?
Right.
Relationships, which brings me to my next question for you guys, all open in your own private practices, the 80-20 rule. Have you guys heard of the 80-20 rule? It's yep. this principle where 80% of the changes come from 20% of your efforts. Okay. 80% changes really come from just 20% of your efforts. What are the 20% efforts that you're focused on now that you've had these hiccups, now that you've got the space and now you're focused on, okay, we probably should have been thinking about marketing faster. Probably should ask some more questions or timed out things a little bit better. What are the things now that you've gotten over that first hump that you're saying, okay, I've learned my lesson. What am I going to hyper-focus on now? What's that 20%? We'll start with Rachel.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm sorry, girl. I was like, don't worry.
I'm like, 20%? Jesus.
The 20% is.
What am I focusing on right
yeah,
now?
Because yeah, because that little 20%, it seems like little, but that's where most of the change is going to be coming from. So now where's 20% of your efforts really, or I should say, where are those 20%, which is going to make the change? Where, what are your efforts focused on?
It's a combination of definitely marketing. I've been practicing in San Francisco for a while. So it's more just being like, hey, this is where I am now. I've opened my own practice and kind of going that route of more like a reintroduction type situation, but also seeing who's out there that I didn't know about before. So spending time in terms of providers, in terms of, you know, people that I think I would like to work with. So I definitely think that's where a good portion of my effort is, but also trying to figure out how I can accommodate. I was anticipating not having a lot of patients because of the pandemic, and that has not been the case so far, surprisingly. So it's trying to figure out how to accommodate the amount of people that I did not expect to be wanting to schedule. Because like I said, I just kind of anticipated it being really slow and that I'd, you know, have like a patient, and that's what I expected. I really budgeted for like a very slow start. And luckily that hasn't been the case. So it's trying to figure out how I can manage the amount of people.
So you're really focused on number, like communicating and marketing, but yeah. Like communicating and then logistics.
Yep.
Two of those topics yeah. we not really cover in PT school. So you're starting to yeah. see a theme. And before we went on air, I said, you're going to see a theme start to emerge. And mm-hmm. this is what I'm talking about is a lot of these things I've never met. Well, I've met Alexis and Kyle, but like I haven't met, you know, Doc J and Rachel, but like I'm sure you're wonderful clinicians. You're running problems from things that you've probably just never experienced before. And that's what I want the audience to take away, which is you need to think about those things. So Kyle, Lex, 20%. And that where are your efforts focused now that you've gotten over that first hump? These efforts that are now gonna actually bring you 80% of your returns.
So I would say our 20% right now is focused on definitely marketing and like both like what you think of marketing, right? Like putting ads out there and stuff on social media and so on and so forth, but also like building your brand, if you will. Because with any population, like you've got to kind of live that life to build that authenticity in that population and rapport. Yeah. So, you know, like we're dealing with performance athletes. A vast majority of our target audience is CrossFit athletes. So we're right there in the box doing the WOD with the people, but also planning drop-ins and stuff like that to whoever's accepting drop-ins, you know, given COVID, but to just kind of build that authenticity and, you know, during workshops, stuff like that. So it's kind of like a grassroots marketing, establishing rapport and authenticity.
You know, people talk about grassroots marketing and, you know, but that's where the get the grass out of the way. That's where the rubber meets the road. This is road marketing. This is rubber meets road. This is handshake marketing. And this could be a digital handshake or an actual handshake. And so people say grassroots. I always say this is relationship building. This is we're good at this. This is why, you know, I used to say PTs were bad at communication. They're not. They might think they are. That isn't the case. Kyle, Alex, what were you going to say in terms of where's your 20% focus? Where's that going to bring the best returns?
Definitely the relationships.
Yeah.
Just building relationships, which is tough right now because typically my number one would be, hey, let's go drop into a gym and introduce ourselves. But right now you can't.
Yeah.
So that whole relationships thing is a little bit difficult, I will say right now, but that's where we're going to try to keep going with this is just building the relationship because you can market and get cold calls or whatever, but you know, no one wants to do business with someone they don't know typically. Correct. So we want to work with these people and just make sure that we build a relationship first.
Yeah.
Okay. They'll buy if they trust you essentially.
Bingo. All right. Doc J, you point to a specific population as well too, don't you? You hyper-focus, which 20 years ago, now it's a super good idea.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I played former college volleyball and I coach college volleyball in the past already. And so within like the Illinois, Indiana, Florida, Georgia area, I'm very well known. One, I'm a crazy coach. So if you see me at a volleyball tournament, they're like, you got Coach AJ? She is very animated because I love volleyball. And when I first, I was kind of like you guys, Lex and Kyle, I started in a corner of a volleyball gym, right? My boyfriend's a graphic designer, so he got me this huge backdrop, so it made it look like it was my own space.
That's awesome.
But I was really just in the corner of a gym with a table. But the reason why people came to me was because they wanted their daughter to be treated by a former Division I player, by a former D1 coach. And that's kind of what brought my people. I didn't really have to go get them. They kind of were already surrounding me. So in regards to getting patients, that's never really been my issue because the girls are going to come because there's weak players in volleyball everywhere.
Right.
And it's like volleyball is one of those sports you can perform and be really good on the court and have horrible scapulothoracic rhythm and strength. Horrible. And it's like some of these girls, I'm like, how do you even ball out? You guys are on youth juice and Jesus right now. Like, I have no idea. it blows my mind. And I feel like if more PTs looked at volleyball players, they'll be like, how do they emit so much power?
Yeah.
And it's because we're just degrading our joint at the end of the day. But I would say my 20% focus right now is finding those patients that are too scared to go to physical therapy because of the financial burden. Reaching out to doctors that are like, what patients just aren't coming back and you don't know why.
Right.
I need to find them. I need to figure out the patients that go to urgent care and don't have a primary care. So I've been going to urgent cares and those are open through COVID because, you know, people need urgent care. And a lot of people who choose urgent care don't have insurance. And so my clinic is actually right around the corner from an urgent care. And I literally went in there and said, hey, I'm a physical therapist. Here's my income-based sliding scale. Patients that have musculoskeletal issues, give them a script and send them around the corner. And I opened on Monday and I've already seen about 15 cash-based patients from the one urgent care around the corner. Thank you. But it's just so for me, it's like I need to find those patients that like would never choose PT because they're just too scared of the whole medical entity in general.
That's perfect. I'm not going to skip past this because you said a couple things that I love and wanted to highlight. Number one, a lot of people will focus on, I opened a business, now I need to market.
Right.
That is completely true. Except, Doc J, what you just said, people knew you because you're this crazy extroverted and, you know, loud volleyball coach. Mm-hmm. You were marketing long before you opened your business.
Right.
You were gonna, even, I don't care if you were selling cars or a physical therapy clinic, people knew who you were. You were creating a brand around that.
Right.
Whatever direction you picked is on you, but you were building your brand long before that. And you're right. Wearing your shirt right now. You got Lex and Kyle doing the thing right now. They got ready to do the shirt by no accident. But what I want to highlight for people is the grunt test. Are you guys familiar with the grunt test at all?
Mm-mm.
You guys familiar with cavemen? Did you? The grunt test, I can't take credit for creating this, but here's what you need to know about the grunt test. Anytime we interact with a product, with a marker, with a type of bourbon, with a cell phone, with a physical therapist, without knowing it, your consumers, including yourselves, are asking yourselves three questions every single time. You're doing this without knowing it, right? Because we get, 10,000 ads a week or whatever implemented on us? What do you do? How does it make my life better? What do I need to do to get it? Mm-hmm. If you cannot clearly and concisely communicate those points, you will be ignored. And being ignored, well, I was used to that in high school, but in business, it means you no longer exist.
Mm.
What do you do? How does it make my life better? What do I need to do to get it? And what I typically tell physical therapists specifically is, there's not a whole lot of room in there for me to tell you, for you to tell me about all the certifications that you got.
Right.
Unless you can explain to me how that's going to, the second question, make my life better. What do you do? Better be very clear. And I tell people all the time on this show, PT Pinecast saves physical therapists from missing out on amazing insight, remarkable ideas, and motivational stories. That's what I do. That's how it makes your life better. And then I follow up with subscribe and follow. That's how you get it. Right?
That's
the grunt test. What do you do? How does it make my life better? What do I need to do to get it? If I could communicate that to every physical therapist, I think this world would be a better place. But also, like, I think, Doc J, going to urgent cares and realizing who you want to communicate with and where they play in the sandbox and where they don't play in the sandbox.
Right.
You're not at a PCP, which is smart.
Yeah. Don't go to PCP.
Yeah. You're thinking in their shoes. So I like very smart.
So smart.
All right. I feel like we were harping on some negatives, right? You know, biggest challenge and thing you didn't expect. Let's go to a positive, right? What was the thing that's been the most fun that you didn't expect, right? Treating your own patients your own way on your own time. That's pretty expected, but that's a great thing. I want to get past something that was super fun that you didn't see coming, like a gem. Lex and Kyle, we'll start with you. Something you were like, man, I didn't expect this, but how great is this? What is it?
So, I'm not sure fun, but definitely a gem. One of the patients I'm seeing currently, let me back up. So when you're marketing and stuff, like typically you try to identify what is your kind of target population, what do they like, what do they want, and then I guess do the grunt tests and market accordingly, right? So this person is far outside of that demographic, and we wouldn't have expected this person to come to us for our services in the first place.
Mm.
And she's stayed for quite a few visits now and continues to pay. And it's to the point where she's like, well, hold on. I got to see if I'm going to be paid by that point in time to be able to afford services for the next visit, but I still want to be here. And perhaps we need to look at a sliding scale, like Talk Shay was talking about. But to me, that will always be kind of one of the most rewarding and kind of positive experiences, is that somebody who could be going out to dinner with this money or could be paying their bills with this money is choosing to vote with their money, right? And solicit our services because they care about their health that much. So
we got
very rewarding to me.
We got to go deeper. Why do you think that is? And then follow up, have you asked her why that is? Because that is terribly important.
So I've talked to her about the financial side of stuff a little bit because it was practical for planning what, you know, what we're going to do with her care. How many more visits can you afford? Like stuff like that was just pragmatical. And something I think that's been kind of a resounding theme has been like, So I was going to go do like a quick test on, I think it was her hip joint or something. So I was like, you know, all you got to do is relax, whatever. I promise I'm not that strong. Like, just relax. So I'll hold your leg or something like that. And, she's like, no, I see your scores in Sugar Wad. Like, I know you're strong. And, so to me, that just kind of spoke to like being there, living the life, building the brand and being in part of that community, is something that she valued. Sorry, our dogs are going crazy. On top of that, too, she has said to me, like, no, I think it's cool that you guys are here and can see me while I'm doing the workout outside of PT sessions and stuff like that. I think just living the life has really been why she's like, I'll go to these people rather than like the insurance-based clinic down the road, because they kind of know what I'm doing.
So. She's tipping her hand, man. She's telling you a lot because she's looking you up.
Yeah.
She's seen your scores. Like, I get it. Like, I seen your scores. She's telling you that she sees who she knows who she wants to become.
Right.
And she knows the path to get there is through you.
Yeah. You built your brand because you're so strong.
Yeah. Low key, like, sometimes I'm like, I'm not going to go to the workout today. And I'm like, shit,
you got to show yourself. You have to. Because as soon as I would go to the volleyball gym and they'll be like, oh, Coach AJ hit this outside, and I'd be like, boom. The girls would be like, oh my god,
yeah.
I'm like, yes, I'm 32, you little girl. But that's what brings them. Like, people like strong, healthy people, and they want to be like their PT. And that's like, that's great, Kyle. That's great.
Yeah, I think. And from a communicator standpoint, it's from a narrative, right? So like, she's telling you a narrative that she sees something, right? Because I'm the main character. I am the hero in my story. You're the hero in your story. You're the hero in your story. And the hero in the story is never strong and mighty and can, you know, vanquish evil in the beginning, right? Through the journey, they have to do something to overcome obstacles. Like finding a bad lease or not asking the right question. Like, you have to overcome obstacles to then vanquish evil.
Right.
She is where she is in her journey, because this is all user experience on her part. She sees that right now I am here, but I think I can get here, and that's where I want to be. And I need a Yoda or an Obi-Wan.
and that's Kyle.
A Yoda or an Obi-Wan. You can't do it for me. You can't do it.
Can you just call me Yoda?
Yeah. That's awesome. All of you on the screen, you need to be the Yoda or the Obi-Wan for your patients.
Right.
Because Yoda couldn't lift that X-Wing out of the mud for Luke. He couldn't do it. Yeah. He could do it himself, but he had to make sure Luke knew he could do it himself. So like, this is like important, and I don't want to skip past it because this is narrative now. Mm-hmm. And yes, we know muscles and bones and nerves and brains and a lot of cool stuff. But one thing we need to make sure is, where do I fit? Because if I tell you I am the best triathlete ever and I've won all these things and that's how cool I am, you're sitting there going, well, that sounds cool for your story, but how does that help me achieve what I want to achieve? Because I am the most important person in my story. I think that's a great success on your part, because she is literally doing what you just said. She's choosing, hey, I want to see you, because I could be going out to dinner or banking this money because it's a freaking pandemic, and she's choosing to come see you. Big deal. Yeah, that's awesome. We didn't skip Lex, do we?
Yeah, I can. I'm good.
Go ahead.
So I'll be honest. I thought documentation was never that bad. Like, I was like, okay, I'll bang out my notes. I'm okay. But
right.
I love that I do not have to justify every single intervention I do. I'm like, I'm going to do this intervention because I know it'll help, not because it's going to benefit, show the stability. Blah, 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 blah. I love it. It's like the best, because you get to do what you want to do and what you know will help.
Why are we doing this? It helps you.
It helped. Yeah. And it just, it doesn't matter if insurance is going to cover it or not. It's fantastic.
It's going to make my lightsaber better. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
And that's, are you paying for it? Yes. Great. That's why you came here.
Right.
Yep.
What I hear you saying is, you're not writing for the third person who isn't in the room. You're writing for the person who is in the room.
In the room, right?
Yes.
All that. Yep. All that.
Yeah.
I don't think I've taken a second to analyze that, but that's very accurate.
It is amazing. I love it.
Yeah, I'm the same thing. Writing notes, I'm like, I'm writing for this someone in a room, or like worse, as a guy who has a degree in journalism, I'm like, I'm writing this for no one. No one's ever going to read this. I don't need to write it in such a way Where if someone does, I'm defensibly documenting.
Yeah. Wait, and then back up. Sometimes they'll deny it too.
Right, right.
You wrote all of it for nothing.
Right.
Yeah, that's a tea. Right.
So that's amazing.
All right, Doc J, thing you didn't expect, the hidden gem, most fun. What did you not see coming that you loved?
I actually have two. One's a superficial one. As a forever athlete, and I'm built very different, and I'm very physical with my patients, khakis, slacks, polo. Like, I was queen of getting written up as a PT. I'm like, listen, if my billables are good, my patients are coming back, write me up for my yoga pants, bro, because, like, I gotta move. Like, I have to move. So that's one thing that I'm very happy with, being in my own space. I went to work today in my little Doc J shirt, my yoga pants, and guess what? Every single patient felt better. The vibe was good. It didn't make me less of a doctor physical therapy in my yoga pants because it's about here and not what we're wearing.
And so, you look like your patients.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Camouflage, right? You blend in. That's what you want.
Okay. And so my biggest thing is that patients that I'm really for, like, the underserved population. So patients that kind of, they don't speak up for themselves when they're in the room with the doctor, but when they would come to me for PT, they would just tell me, they would vomit everything that they were feeling. Yeah. And it's like the ability to help patients navigate their medical situation. So now that I have a private practice, I can personally call the primary as their PT. Hey, this is what's going on. Like, let's figure out if we need to get them a referral. If PT's not working, can we look at this? I feel like I have more autonomy and ability to really help my patient because I'm not seeing 14 a day. Yeah. And I can be like, you know what? Let me call her primary because she's not getting better. Or I can refer them to the proper referral source, or they can come in even sometimes where their paycheck, they don't get paid this week, but they get paid next week, but they're in pain today and they have a laborious job that they need to get to
get the money to get
money to pay me. So that's the biggest gem, just having access to patients and really being able to fully take care of them with no type of boundary or border. We're really truly doctors of PT when we're by ourselves.
Woo! Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you gotta
win.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Rachel, biggest thing that was most fun you didn't expect, what is it?
There's been a lot. I'll also do, like, I have a superficial one, which is my office has air conditioning, which I know.
Not a big deal.
If you live in San Francisco, that does not exist. And
really?
Does not exist. And because of global warming, it will get really hot here now and we die. So having air conditioning has been amazing, especially now with the fires, because we can't have the windows open. So we can have the windows closed, AC on, live in the dream. So that's like my...
Wow.
Yeah. It's amazing. But the bigger thing has been, because I have done, I paid for a lawyer, I paid for an accountant, but I was like, I'm going to do everything else myself. So doing the graphic design, building my website, and I even took an accounting class so I can do my own books. And doing all these things, and I was like, there's no way I'm ever going to be able to do this. Like, you know, how are you going to make a website? How are you going to code? But it's been fun, and now I feel like I am so cool. I'm like Mr. Robot. I'm gonna hack into your dreams. But really, I just made like a meme. But it's like in my head, I'm like, wow, like I can go to Silicon Valley and work at Google. So I would say, yeah, all those things that I hadn't really thought, I was like, yeah, I'll just like make a website, whatever. But it's been so fun, and doing the accounting even, I got a 98% in my accounting class. I don't want to brag.
Nice.
I'm like doing my books. I'm doing all of it. And so all the stuff that I didn't expect, I thought was going to be like the boring part, has actually been pretty fun.
Yeah, this is I mentioned this before a second ago, which is we are the most important person in our own journey, right? And this is this journey of opening a practice. This is your journey, right? So like you need to constantly at the same time remember, where am I? Who am I the Yoda for? But also like I'm in a journey too, or else I'm not going to be motivated to do this.
Right.
This is bringing meaning to your life. And that's kind of one underlying theme I wanted to mention, which is anybody watching or listening to this, if they're thinking about this, you have to realize, like, this is a commitment. You are jumping all in. You're either in the deep end of the pool or you're on the deck. There's no kind of wading into this thing. Right?
Yeah, you can't dip your toe.
No, you're not dipping. It's a diving board or not diving board.
No floaties either. You got to swim. No floaties.
But you can have things. You can have people shouting advice from the sidelines, right? Mm-hmm. Always good to remember that. You can think ahead which direction you're going to jump, or you can think, you know, which things you're going to do once you hit the water, right? Paddle hard, kick hard. So let's start with Rachel for our next question.
Okay.
Here it is. Something that you've purchased since you decided to open a practice for less than $100. That has helped you greatly. Something you've bought for less than $100. So it's nothing exorbitant, but it's something for $100, which you use regularly that helps you get your job done. Anybody think of anything like that? Cause I'm looking
at you get the hard ones, Rage. I'm sorry.
I know. I do. I'm like, what? That I use every day.
Could be no, not every day. It just helps you greatly.
Oh,
could be access to like QuickBooks or something like that. For me, starting a podcast, like that wasn't $100, but like, hey, that helped out a lot. So it's something little that kind of helps you greatly. Anybody have an idea? Save Rachel.
Yeah, I'm like, that's little. That's the thing is, I'm like, I don't think there's anything little. Like,
he's got one.
We bought models.
Model?
Oh, I did too.
Like the hip, the shoulder, the back, the knee, the pelvis.
I don't know what everybody else's experience is, but like every other clinic I've worked in, it seemed like I hadn't looked up prices of models. So like they made it seem like this is an exorbitant cost. Like you can't afford more models.
They're so cheap.
They're so cheap. Amazon.
I was like, why do we have a broke one at the Ortho Atlanta? We're like $1 million PT place and we couldn't have one good shoulder model.
They're like $22
on Amazon.
Really? And they're there in 2 days.
Yes, from Amazon, right?
Well,
yeah. Get some for the
I don't know about those models, but the vulva penis models are not cheap. So that's why I'm like, I mean, I scored a male model.
That's why.
Wait a minute. Yeah. A model.
I scored, my vulva model was pretty cheap. But I literally just got a male penis model today. Cheap on eBay for $200. Normally they're $600.
Whoa.
So that's why when you're talking about the models, I'm like, like I have models, but those weren't cheap. Nothing's under $100.
The difference between a knee and a penis is
And there's only one company that makes the penis anatomy model.
Oh, that's why they got monopoly. They have a monopoly.
I was just telling my husband, I'm like, you know what we should do?
Make some penis models.
Make some penis models. And we should make some money.
You get yourself some Paris in a weekend and you got yourself.
So in six months, if you see me on like billboards, like with my model, that's why. Because I'm not, I mean, I like luckily found this one on eBay and got it today.
All right.
Because I was like, man, this is not cheap.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, when you're like under 100 for a model.
I'm just thinking about the Google searches.
Yeah.
Someone ended up going on your computer or your phone, like, what is this chick doing?
Yeah.
I do a lot of Google searches.
Yeah.
Most people, I forget what, like, half of what I, more than half of what I talk about is probably not safe for work, I realize. But
But it's your
habituated and desensitized. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, I talk about penis and vaginas and rectums all day.
And just exists for you. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. $100 less. Less than a C-note. What's helped you greatly? Could be an app, could be a subscription service, could be a thing, anything. $100 or less. What's been worth juice worth the squeeze? Let's change it to that. Just worth it. Like really worth $100.
Is that me or like? Who'd you ask?
Yeah, Doc J.
Oh, yeah. So I found a hidden gem for under 100. Mirror adhesive sheet.
Oh, instead of a mirror?
Yes! It looks like a mirror. And I literally it's like, how big is my wall? I want to say my mirror wall is 15 feet by 8 feet. And I paid literally like $84 on eBay.
Bro, you got to drop a link.
Yeah, you just take the mirror sheet and you literally just put them together. And it's like my mirrors were going to be like $1,400. And it was like, nah, sweetie, $94.
See, that's what we're looking for. That's the gem right there.
Yeah.
Who didn't we hit with this one, $100 or less?
I mean, I technically passed because also I will say that, how about this? I actually, because it kind of fits samples.
Sure.
Man, I'm just going to throw it out there. If you ask people, and you're nice and you say like, hey, like I just opened this practice, they'll send you stuff for free. That's why I'm like, I didn't pay for a lot of things.
Oh,
$100 to me in my book.
Yeah. I got so much stuff for free because I just asked.
Like in terms of what? What did you ask for?
Pest reason stuff?
Lube samples.
Oh yeah.
The dilators.
I got some of those. Thank you.
Dilators. Pelvic wands.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think what else. A lot of stuff.
So this wasn't necessarily, you know, this was more relationship building. The people on the other end of that sending that to you were smart enough to go, all right, well,
yeah, I need to do that. That's smart.
What's my card?
I do that all the time. I found something at Costco once and I was like, I want this. I emailed them and I was like, hey, can I have this? And they were like, sure.
It's solid.
I built this podcast.
Yeah, you better. What are they going to say? No. And then you're just like, okay. And I say 85% of the time they say yes.
Yeah.
And they send it to you.
Solid.
I mean, in PT school, if I didn't want to read a book or didn't want to buy a book, I would just call the author and be like, hey, you got 15, 20 minutes to talk on a podcast? And then I got all the books.
Savage.
Send me some books. Like, I remember I was when Mike Ryman had just released a book and I was like, that book is like $85.
Yeah, as long as you're like, you just don't be an asshole and you're nice about it.
As long as do you want to know how I did it with Mike Ryman? The grunt test. Hey, Mike, I'm Drew McKay. I'm a PT student. I have a podcast. Here's what I do. Here's how it makes your life better. He's like, well, I don't know. 500 people hear that. Maybe I'll sell two books and I give him one. I'm still plus one. And then he do it. Talk to me for 20 minutes. And he was like, well, yeah, no brainer. So
you give them a little pitch. Tell them it's always things I like. It's not like I'm just asking random folks.
Sure, yeah.
Hey,
I like your lube. I want to give it to my patients. Can I have some samples? And they're like,
We're over 800 episodes in this podcast. I've never had someone I really like their lube. That's a first. I like that.
Yeah, it's good. It's important to have a good lube. Don't discredit a lube. And the stuff in the drugstore is not always the best. So have to invest in yourself. And your vulva and your penis.
Right.
And your rectum.
It's always fun when you have pelvic PT on board.
Yep. We had an entire 90 minutes worth the other day, and I was blushing for most of it, but I kept a straight face. I did not look it. But there was a lot of important points there. Kyle, did we get to you? $100 or less? Do you want to throw one in there too? Something like super worth it? What do you think?
Oh, geez. All right. Well,
models. I didn't realize models were that cheap because they were treated like they were like Teslas.
Yeah.
For real.
No kidding.
Right. So I guess models is mine, but a second thing could be like, and I'm partial to rock tape and stuff because that's part of like some education, but tape and the Voodoo Floss Band, they have one rock floss. And then rock pods or silicone pods. If you're a medical provider, you can get them for like $35-$40.
So you bring up a really good point. No matter what you're getting, like see if that retail item has a medical program. A membership, a lot of times ASICs or shoe companies or scrub companies will, you know, 10-15% isn't a big deal unless you multiply it by your career, and then it could be kind of a big deal. And
that's
that's line, which is the bottom line. All right, we're gonna do let's do three questions. Are we ready to do three questions?
Yep.
Do three questions. The hardest three questions we'll answer. I'm only kidding. Just kidding. Three questions brought to you by our friends at Aureus Medical Staffing, the leaders in travel physical therapy. Find them online at AureusMedical.com. All 50 states, all settings. A lot of times people think travel physical therapy, they're just like, well, outpatient orthopedics. No, there's people and there are practices that need therapists for short-term assignments, I don't know, 3 months, or it might turn into a long-term assignment. I like to say it's like test driving an area. You guys did some test driving. You guys went to Alaska, right?
Yeah.
Like, I want to go live in Alaska. I'm like, are you sure? I don't know. Go live there for 3 months and get paid to do it. That's travel physical therapy. You can ping pong your way around this country of ours. So settings in all 50 states, all settings and Washington, D.C. Online at AURUSmedical.com. Want to thank Arias for sponsoring the show. All right. So three questions. First question, we'll go around the horn nice and quick. First question is a where question. Doc J, where is somewhere in the U.S. that you wouldn't mind going and being a PT in a volleyball gym for 3 months? Where would you want to go? Where's like a mecca of volleyball?
I'm here in Atlanta.
It is.
I mean, the second one would be Houston, Texas. That's right. The second volleyball place.
She's like, I'm living it.
Yeah, I'm here, baby.
Rachel, you're in San Francisco. Where else would you want to go in the U.S. that you spend some
time? New York City.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, I would go to Manhattan.
Yeah, I just live there. I'll give you directions. I'll let you know where the best slice of pizza is. I'll tell you, it's 74th in Amsterdam. Yeah.
Okay. I'll head there.
That's it. Lexi, you did some travel PT, did Alaska. Where else would you want to go and do some time now that you're in New Hampshire?
I would say Wyoming or Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah. For geography wise, yes. Mm-hmm. Just outside of Boston, CrossFit New England. So it's actually not that far from us, just for the atmosphere of kind of what a gym at that caliber brings. But
I like it. Second question on three questions. We'll go with Doc J. Is a what question? What's something you've read or listened to or watched, a movie, book, podcast that you think the audience should to get value from?
Greg Todd, PT. His Instagram, anything that he says has really motivated me throughout the time. Just like joining his program has given me so many inside scoops. So invaluable.
Love it. Rachel, same question. What's on the Red Watch downloaded?
I'm still reading it, but it's called Brag Better by Meredith Fineman. And it's all about learning the art of self-promotion, which I feel like is really hard, especially as women. I feel like it's hard to talk about yourself and not feel like you're being unladylike and whatnot. So I feel like so far I'm not done with it yet, but it's been a really good read and I highly recommend it.
Does it go into something like the grunt test where it's like, hey, focus on what you learn? Yeah. I mean, like it's bringing another
person into
your conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll check that out. Lexi, Kyle, watched, downloaded, read. What do you got?
Conscious Coaching by Brent Bartholomew.
Yeah. I'm trying to get Brent on the show.
New Patient Accelerated Method by Paul Goh.
Okay.
She's got them all
and
on here on this
to
list.
To Sell is Healthy by Paul Goh, because we are not taught anything about marketing. Yeah. And so that's like where I'm going.
We're not.
This though, but how, and this is my soapbox, right? Which is, all right, listen, if you were a physical therapist and you were at a backyard barbecue and your friend next door was a graphic designer and it was like, oh man, my back hurts every time I play volleyball or whatever. And you're like, hey, I'm a PT who knows volleyball. You're like, that's all right. I'm just going to Google it and read a blog post about it. And you'd be so pissed, right? Flip that around, same barbecue a couple weeks later, and you're like, hey, I'm a volleyball PT and I'm starting my practice, and this graphic designer's like, I could do a logo for you. And you're like, it's how much? I could just go to Canva and I'll just do it myself. It's like, hey, people are good at this.
Story of my life.
People are good at this. Hire the professional. It works both ways. So you read those books who are guys who know, women and men who know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Do that because they've done it. They've also run into all the problems you've run into, and you're going to skip those problems because of that $15 book. It's a good ROI. Last question is a who question. Doc J, we'll start with you. Who is someone the audience should know more about?
Oh.
Go to Rachel.
Yes, go to Rachel.
Yeah. I have two just because they're both very instrumental in me starting my practice and really helpful. One is Britt Van Hees, who's an amazing physical therapist, and she's actually in Amsterdam now, but she used to be here in the Bay Area, but she's now in Amsterdam. And Katie Hunter just opened her private practice in Southern California, the pelvic practice. And we've kind of been co-founders in a way, but obviously separate entities. And so she's someone I would recommend checking out as well.
Taking the same journey at the same time, right? In different places. A lot like Luke and Leia. I don't want to bring it back to Star Wars, but I just did.
It is though.
Who's your who? Who should the audience know more about?
I would definitely say Shante Coville, Movement Maestro.
Say one more time.
Shante, the Movement Maestro. Shante Coville. Yeah. We learn a lot from her. Just business-wise,
like,
and
PT wise, business wise, things we weren't taught in PT school about both business and treatment stuff. Like we didn't get science. And it was like, there's this whole giant field. Like,
yeah.
She talks about what she knows. And
yeah.
Free a lot. So you know exactly what Movement Maestro does, right? Her grunt test is pretty clear. It's very specific, yep. Very clear. Last thing we do on the show is called the parting shot. Let's do that right now. Parting Shot is brought to you by the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy, leaders in OrthoPT. Find them online at orthopt.org. We just had some people from the Academy on the show not long ago talking about their brand new offerings. They have courses on there. Tissue tolerance, getting down to a tissue level, as well as the running athlete. Check them out online, orthopt.org. Also, if you're looking to take the OCS exam, they've got current concepts of orthopedic PT. That's the leading course to prep for that test. So the parting shot is your last chance for a mic drop moment. What's the one thing you want to leave with the audience? And if they're stuck with us this long, they're looking to start their own practice, right? So we'll start with Doc J, top right corner. Parting shot, what do you got?
Find your lane. Do not give up. And be personal. Be personal. And be cool. And people will come to you.
Be cool.
Be cool.
Put that on a shirt. Cool. Stronger, faster, safer. Cool. Be cool. parting shot. What do you want to leave with the audience?
Believe in yourself. Like, just go. If you want to start something, don't. You know, I kept talking myself out of it for so long. Years and years. Being like, no. Oh, it's not the right time. I need more time. I need more time. And now I'm like, what? What was I doing? Why was I? It was just me being in my way. And I obviously that doesn't, everyone has their different journey. But if you've been thinking about it for a while, kind of just sit down and think like, what am I waiting for? Because what's going to be different in a year or 2 years? If it's something you want to do, you know, I say go for it. And yeah, and also just don't be an asshole. Like if you want to work with, if you, you know, be nice to people and you'll get that back. And
just, it's amazing, you know, how that works, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's very simple, but I think it's really important.
Yeah. When you're saying just go for it, I always like to ask people, people always like to say, well, what's the worst that could happen? I like to leave like the flip and just like, hey, what's the best that could happen? And maybe that's going to happen. And if you work hard enough, that will happen. Lex and Kyle, parting shots. What do you got for us?
Send it. So I'd like to echo what Rachel just said. We kind of were forced by COVID to, not forced, but it strongly incentivized us to start our own practice. And we had been doing the same thing, playing the game of like, well, when we have X amount of dollars saved and when we've done this so long and we know all these things, and we've done these, whatever it was, like trying to put obstacles and barriers between us and doing the thing. Just do the thing. Josh would say, get the lid off, I think.
Yeah.
But you know, it's been kind of a rewarding experience. And then with that, like just send it, know that you're not going to know everything. Clearly we all didn't. Right. And know that like, if you're just a good person and you're, you know, being cool, being not an asshole, you will have good people in your corner and around you that are going to help you out. Whether that's people just soliciting your business, supporting you, people giving you advice and help with your build out or with your marketing, whatever it is. So just send it.
Yeah. I mean, you learn this stuff in kindergarten. Be nice to people. Like, follow through. All right, Lex, no pressure, but you're closer.
So I would say if you're a new grad watching this, you can do this as a new grad. I think we were told over and over and over again, you can't do this as a new grad. That's not a thing. Don't do it. You're already know enough. You don't have enough experience. I'm here to tell you, you know everything you need to know.
Yeah.
Just do the thing, guys.
I love it.
Yeah.
Appreciate you guys taking the time out to share information with the audience and myself. I don't know. I feel like we need to do a follow-up like 365 days from now and see what we've learned. Maybe I'll ask the exact same questions and see what's changed. Let's set a date. And
I'm going to be with my penis model. So we'll be good. We can all.
Rachel gets on the screen. She's just surrounded by penis models.
I know.
Hopefully, the price of penis models dropped in the next 365.
Because of me.
Because of you.
I'm on eBay.
Guys, want to say thanks so much for coming on the show and sharing some insight. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Cheers.
Love the PT Pinecast?
Yes. Yes.
Support the show by telling a friend or by leaving a review on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, show today brought to you by the Brooks Institute of Higher Learning, an innovator in providing advanced post-professional education. Brooks IHL offering continuing education courses in numerous specialty areas, 6 PT residency programs, an OMPT fellowship, as well as challenging but rewarding internships. The IHL specializes in the translation of information from evidence to patient management. Learn what they can do for you to support your professional development at brooksihl.org. Our home on the internet.
ptpintcast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting
to providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC.
It's poured fresh by me,
physical therapist Jimmy McKay.
Ingredients are sourced by our chief connections officer,
Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
And it's brewed fresh by producer and physical therapist
Juliet Dassinger.
And by producer and creator, second year PT student
Bridget Nolan from Sacred Heart University.
PT Pintcast is a podcast that saves physical therapists from missing out on amazing insight, remarkable ideas, and motivational stories.
Make sure to follow us online
at PT Pintcast and
subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Podcasts.
I absolutely love
you. I love you, love you, love you.
It's awesome.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you found value in the show, all we ask
is that you tell a friend.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.